701 North Forest Avenue, the William Jameson House. William Jameson was a landscape gardener at Stirling Castle in Edinburgh, Scotland. In 1858, he came to America with his wife Anne and his brother James and Andrew. Will and James worked in the clay mines on M.L. Christie's farm near Gratiot. Will Jameson built a small vernacular house here in 1868. He and Anne had 3 sons and 4 daughters, but only 3 daughters lived to adulthood. As his children were born, Jameson added bedrooms onto his house, and when his daughters got married, he cut rooms off of the house and moved them back along Jameson Lane and turned them into houses for his daughters. He planted fruit trees, formal flower gardens, and built a greenhouse with a cupola. His wife died in 1892, and Jameson buried her under the greenhouse until her body was moved to Oak Hill Cemetery. Later, Jameson married Betsy Fife, a Scottish cook working next door at the home of Judge Wiley Rutledge. They had 3 children, similar in ages to Jameson's grandchildren. In 1896, at the age of 63, Will Jameson established the Jameson French Fire Clay Company with his brother James. On their 8 acres at the end of Summit Avenue, north of the Missouri Pacific Tracks, they plowed clay out of the ground with blind mules. They dumped the clay into large tanks half filled with water, and the old mules stirred the tanks so that the silica and iron would settle to the bottom and impurities could be washed off the top. They molded the clean clay into blocks, fired it, pulverized it, bagged the powder, and shipped it in freight cars to glassworks in the east. It was the best clay available for making crucibles for glass factories and for lining furnaces.